This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God is grooming us for greater. And this week, I've been talking a lot about my youngest son going off to college. And of course, he fears, what if I get there and I don't like the school because it was not among his top picks. And so if I get there and I don't like it, Mom, then I just want this year to be over so that at the end I can ultimately transfer. And I have learned through my own personal experience that sometimes it is that very place that seems like we're off course, like we're in the wrong place, is in fact that time when we are exactly where we're supposed to be. And God wants us there because He is grooming us for something greater. And when I have these thoughts, I can't help but think about David and his story, how God used tending sheep and working the fields to groom David for a 40-year reign as king. Now, when we use our human eye and look at that, you would think there's no alignment between working the fields, tending sheep, and then ultimately ending up in the palace. But as the scripture teaches us, God's ways are not our ways. So my advice to my son is the advice to us as well, which is that when we think we're not where we're supposed to be, we're exactly where God wants us to be. And with that, let us cling to these words. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. Isaiah 55:8. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, know God is grooming you for greater.